Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, do you know when you're at a barbecue and the chef, quote unquote, hands you a big, dirty, meaty, red burger and you're going, oh God, I hope this is cooked and that I'm not regretting this later on. It is what people do, isn't it? And it's what they fear at barbecues. But fear not, because the do's and don'ts of barbecues and how to cook meat properly, especially, we'll have expert advice now from Chief Specialist in Food Safety at Safe Food, Dr. Linda Gordon. An awful lot rests on you, Linda. You're very welcome to the programme. Well, I hope an awful lot rests on Linda if she's here. Can you hear Earth calling Linda? Hello, Linda. Okay, what we'll do is we'll... Sarah, are you ready to take an ad break and get your get your do's and don'ts ready if Linda isn't there?
I have so many questions. I want to know about chicken in particular. I want to know about prawns.
I'm just cooking up the burger here, Sarah. And we'll take an ad break and I'll hand you that big, dirty red burger. Hold on, Linda's back. Linda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, great, Linda. Thank goodness.
Welcome to the barbecue, Linda. Come here to me. Give us the first do. Give us a major don't when you're cooking a burger or sausages or whatever on the barbecue.
Well, don't put it on when the flames are still rising on the barbecue. So you'll end up with the kind of classic burnt on the outside and raw in the centre, I think, is one of the first things I'd say.
Yeah. So what should you do? What's the right way to do it?
Well, the right way to do it is, I suppose, for no matter what kind of barbecue you have, get a bit organized before you think about start cooking. So leave your meat and everything in the fridge until you've got the barbecue lighting. And if it's a charcoal barbecue, you need to let it light for a while. So maybe light it half an hour before you want to start cooking. So you want the flames to die down and, you know, the coals will be grey and there'll be no flames, but the coals are all hot and you're ready to start cooking then. Because if you put it on when the flames are still going, then you'll just burn the outside of it.
Some people who are so paranoid about this, Linda, that they, in particular, they with chicken, they sort of pre-cook the chicken either in the oven or even whisper it in the microwave and then put on the barbecue to sort of get the barbecue taste. Is that a good idea?
It actually is, Sarah, and a lot of people say that to me too. They say, oh God, I'm terrified of the barbecue. So they do most of the cooking in the oven and then finish it off on the barbecue to get the flavour, and that's actually perfectly fine to do that. And it's a good tip if you're catering for a lot of people and you have a lot of meat to cook, you know. You don't want to be standing there all night cooking.
Okay, so I'm painting the picture now of, you know, beautiful Saturday afternoon and you've everyone over to the house, you know, maybe 20 people. Oh, God almighty, the thought of it. For a lovely barbecue, kids running around the garden. Everyone has, you know, maybe a bottle of beer, a glass of wine, something like that. What shouldn't you do or what you need to be really careful of?
You need to be really careful that you... keep your raw and your cooked food, your ready to eat food separate. So use a separate set of utensils and plates and things like that for handling the raw meat, and then a clean set and a clean plate for taking off the cooked meat. You need to remember that burgers, sausages, kebabs, pork and poultry must be cooked the whole way through. So you can't eat any of those things, you know, underdone or rare or anything like that.
What if, I thought burgers were okay to have underdone if you had a certain type of meat. The burger was made from a certain type of meat.
No, the difference between burger and steak, and I think that's what confuses people, because it's perfectly fine to have your steak, you know, undercooked or medium or whatever way you prefer to cook it. With a steak, the any food poisoning bacteria will be on the outside of it. So when it's the steak is seared then and cooked on the outside, it's fine. But once you start mincing it up, you know, to make a burger,
the bacteria's
then
been
you're introducing it. They're now in the middle of the burger. So it doesn't matter. And people think if I buy really expensive burgers or really high quality, you know, I don't need to worry about it. But
what about a lid, Linda? If you put a lid on the barbecue, does that work?
Yeah, that can help to cook it, you know, if it's not too hot and you're kind of trying to cook it slowly, you know, you can put a lid on it, but it's not necessary. I mean, if you've got gas barbecue, I suppose it's easier to control the temperature.
Okay.
But basically, you want to make sure that the meat, first of all, if you're using frozen meat, make sure it's fully defrosted, because putting something that's frozen on the center is another way of getting the kind of burnt on the outside row in the middle.
Yeah.
So make sure you defrost it in the fridge, probably take it out tonight and if you want to be cooking it tomorrow.
Cripes. And you say keep it in the fridge until you need it. What about, you said keep the raw meat and the cooked meat separate, obviously, right? What about putting the sausages and the burgers and the chicken, all of them raw, on the same plate? Can they touch each other? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. If they're all going to be cooked, you know, if they're all raw meat and they're all going to be cooked, it's fine to put them on the same plate. But, you know, just remember the cooking the whole way through. And if you have a meat thermometer, that's probably the quickest way of checking to see that your meat is fully cooked.
Okay, Sarah, do you have any other questions for Linda?
I'm just wondering, finally, leftovers, because I always cook way too much and then you've leftovers in the fridge. But you can't go too wrong with that, can you? Or can you?
Well, absolutely, you can use leftovers, and you're right. I think we over cater for barbecues for a normal dinner. You know, one burger would be considered sufficient for most people, but when there's a barbecue, we think everybody needs two burgers and three sausages and a chicken kebab. But you don't want to waste it. It's expensive. And we don't want to be wasting food. So absolutely. The thing with the leftovers is for your leftover cooked meat, make sure, you know, cool it down, you know, don't get too relaxed. Maybe once you're finished cooking, think about the leftovers, get them into the fridge within 2 hours of cooking, you know, cover them, make sure they're not exposed to flies and things like that, but cover them and get them into the fridge within 2 hours. And then you can use them for up to 3 days afterwards.
Or we'll just get a takeaway. That's what we'll do. Look, Dr. Linda Gordon, Chief Specialist Food Safety Officer with Safe Food, thank you very much indeed for coming to our barbecue.